Were you ever left holding the bag?
Somebody may be left holding the bag tonight, but a $2,000 bag on...
People are funny.
What with summer vacations and all, do you think you might be able to use an extra $1 million in your bank account? Well, if so, listen to NBC's weekend radio series this and every weekend. Monitor is on an all-out hunt for men and women who have money coming to them from unknown estates, forgotten investments, or overlooked bank accounts. So far, we found homes for over 100,000 orphan dollars, and each week we broadcast more names, look for more unsuspecting heirs. And we've even been looking for someone who has a single piece of paper worth a cool $1 million. And don't think it can't happen to you. One of our found missing persons got $4,000 for stock some crooks had put in her name completely without her knowledge. So, this is Walter McGraw inviting you to radio's biggest giveaway show. And talk about being rigged. All you have to do is say yes and prove it when we ask if you are the missing heir we're looking for. Remember, that's on Monitor this weekend.
And now here's America's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter, Arthur!
You know, people are funny about packages, you know?
Excuse me, you got a match?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, that looks impossible, doesn't it? But believe me, nothing is really impossible on this program. For instance, last week, we sent a little 5-year-old girl out of the studio and up to Hollywood to stand in front of a supermarket. And there, she was to try to talk some stranger into giving her a dollar for the dollar she lost. By golly, she did it. A strange fellow said the little girl, he gave her a dollar, and that cost us... Well, it could have cost us $1,000, but the little girl decided to come back and try for $3,000 tonight. So here she is, 5-year-old Tammy Merrihew. Hello, Tammy. Tammy's a little redhead with a short dress and pretty knees. You have dimples on your knees, haven't you? But you have dimples in your cheeks anyway, haven't you? Tammy, last week, would you tell us what happened now? You went up to a supermarket, and what'd you do there?
I cried.
Oh, those big brown eyes just gave big tears, and some fella came up, and what happened?
He gave me a dollar.
Yeah, some man you'd never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
We brought him back here.
Uh-huh.
And didn't we give him a nice prize?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, tonight... I have a harder job for you to do, and you're going to try for $3,000, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What would you do with that if you got it?
I'd spend things on it.
You'd spend things on it. Nothing like having a lot of money to spend things on. What would you buy?
I'd buy a ballerina doll for my birthday.
Oh, how much would that cost?
$6.
Well, you're sure blowing your money like a wild man there. You never had that much money before, did you?
Mm-mm.
No. You'd be able to buy yourself a boyfriend, too, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want a boyfriend?
Mm-mm.
No. Would you buy your mother or daddy something?
Uh-huh.
What would you get them?
I'd get daddy a new tie and I'd get mommy a new dress.
You get your daddy a new tie?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the old man always comes up with, another new tie. Now, Tammy, we have another, what we call outside people are funny stunt for you to do. In other words, we send you out of the studio and take a chance on what's going to happen. Now, here's a big, heavy package. Boy, they're kind of heavy for a little 5-year-old. And we're going to take you and drive you up somewhere in Hollywood to a bus stop where several people are waiting for their bus, a regular place, you know. And they'll be anxious to get home, but you're going to walk up to one of them and say... These groceries are so heavy. Would you carry them home for me? It's just a block from here.
Mm-hmm.
See? Let me see what you do. Stand up and take them. I can hardly see your face. Are you there?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We'll put them right down here. Oh, boy, those are heavy.
Yeah.
Let me see you make a real tired face, like you're holding them. Now, no laughing. Now, real tired. You're carrying? You poor little thing. Too old for Castoria and too young for Geritol. Well, anyway, that's what you're going to do. You'll go up to anybody at the bus stop and ask them if they'll help you carry the package home. You have one more block to go and you're real tired. Now, if you find somebody and they go the whole block carrying it, then at the end of the block, our scout will be sneaking around in the background, you know, to see that you're safe. Bring the person back here. And then we'll have a present for them. Mm-hmm. And maybe some minute tricks, won't you? Mm-hmm. Let me see you look appealing. Not wilting, appealing. That's fine. All right, now, lift them up. There you go. Now, you go right out that way. Everybody say goodbye to Tammy, audience. Now, I don't know what's going to happen out there, and you may be wondering why we picked the bus stop. Well, this is a tough test. We want people who are at a bus stop. They're probably on a schedule. They're anxious to get somewhere, and they're waiting for a certain special bus. They might miss it if they go the block with her. But if they offer generously to help a little girl and prove that real kindness and sweetness is present in a big city, then they may miss that bus, but they won't miss the next one, because the next bus, which we'll give them, will take them not by bus but by plane all the way to Paris, France, for a big vacation. And Tammy may win $3,000. We'll see what happens at the end of the program. What do you think?
In just 60 seconds from now, we'll hear people continue to prove that people are funny. But first, hear this.
This is Celeste Holm asking you, if you had a neighbor out of a job for a long time, what would you do? Of course, you'd send over a little extra food and maybe some clothes for one of the children. But the best thing you could do is to help him get work, right? Well, you do have a neighbor out of a job. He lives halfway around the world, but he's very much your neighbor, and he needs your help. CARE, acting for you, is the agency to do the job. Let's say your world neighbor is a refugee from China, just arrived in the free world of Hong Kong. A CARE food package will keep the family going for a while, but food gets eaten up, and nobody wants charity forever. So then comes the next CARE package, perhaps fishing gear, tools of his trade. With it, he can go to work and support his own family. He wants that, and so do you. Helping through CARE makes good sense. Make sense in your own generosity with dollars to your local CARE office.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we brought you to the People Are Funny Gymnasium to meet our special guest, the world-famous wrestler, Gorgeous George. And here he is coming into the gym now, preceded by his faithful valet, Frank. Any of you who have ever seen him wrestle knows... Gorgeous George, I'm delighted to meet you.
Well, thank you very much, Art.
Gorgeous, how long have you been wrestling?
Well, I started wrestling at the age of 14. And also, I was boxing and wrestling champion at the age of 16 in the state of Texas.
Well, and now that you've been wrestling for many years, and I understand you do other things besides wrestle.
Oh, why, absolutely. You know, when I first come to California, I didn't have one 10-cent piece to my name. And now I'm stuck with about 72,000 turkeys.
You raise them, don't you?
Oh, yes. I have the world's most famous and most sanitary turkey ranch out in Beaumont, California. Of course, you've heard of that before.
What are they called?
The Gorgeous George Turkey, of course.
And
you should see the one that I raised for Bob Hope, though. Its beak turns up like this, and we call it Ski Nose.
Oh, so he'll be eaten by before next Thanksgiving. You also have bobby pins, haven't you?
Bobby pins?
Gorgeous George pins.
Georgie pin.
Oh, Georgie.
Would you give me a Georgie pin, please? There's over a million members in my fan club, Art. Would you care to join? Bob Hope and Jack Benny and all of them.
Yes,
y'all.
How do you join?
Well, this signifies membership to my famous fan club. If you care to join, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I solemnly swear and promise.
I solemnly swear and promise.
I will never confuse this gold Georgie pin.
I will never confuse this gold Georgie pin.
With a common, ordinary bobby pin.
With a bobby pin.
So help me, gorgeous George.
Oh, murder. I have to withdraw from the club on that last line. Actually, it's an amazing thing that you've done for wrestling, Gorgeous. You've picked it up out of the doldrums with your imaginative costumes and your flair for the dramatic, your peroxided hair and your beautiful Georgie pins. And tonight, we're going to have a little fun with a lady out of the audience. And by the way, you always appear in a wrestling ring with your valet.
Yes, incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, I have news for you. This is Mr. Frank of Frank and Joseph, the world-famous hairstylist, and he's doing the honors tonight, and believe me, he helped make Gorgeous George famous.
That's right, everywhere you appeared. Now, we've selected a lady out of our audience tonight who is a wrestling fan. Would you come out here, please, miss? Or is it Mrs.? I haven't met you yet. You're Mrs.?
Betty Hart.
From where?
Uvalde, Texas.
Mrs. Hart, meet Gorgeous. Now, you said that you like professional wrestling.
I watch it on television.
Because we want to find out whether or not a woman is able to tell a real wrestler from what might be considered fake wrestlers. Do you think you could look over some wrestlers and tell us which one is the real one?
I think so.
All right. Let's go. Now, let's bring in our three wrestlers, and we'll move over here. The first one is the Hillbilly Hurricane. Next, we have His Royal Highness Duke Mayhem. And then the inimitable Killer Killian. One of these men is a professional wrestler. I'm going to give you this $1,000 bill. Now, would you pin it into your gorgeous golden locks? Pin it in up there, because after you've made your selection, one of these three men, he's going to come over and take that $1,000 away from Gorgeous and give it to you. So if you pick the right man, he's a man enough to come over and take that money and give it to you. If you pick the wrong one, he hasn't a chance, because one of these two men is a hairstylist, and the other one is a costume fitter, and the other one is a pro wrestler. Now, we're going to talk to each of these three men, and you will have a chance to hear them tell the stories, all of which are true stories, but two of them are lying about it happening to them. All right? Let's start with Duke Mayhem right here. Duke, what makes you think you could take the $1,000 from Gorgeous George?
It'd be a pushover. Well, I was intercollegiate wrestling champion for 4 years while attending Springfield College in Massachusetts. And I think I could take him with my Boston airplane spin.
How does your Boston airplane spin work?
Well, it's like this. First, I'd start off with, well, probably a headlock to get him down. Then I'd give him a little drop kick, and then a little knee jerk, and then a body slam. Then I'd pick him up over my head and twist him around a few dozen times to make him a little more dizzier than he usually is. And then then I'd give him a slam, and then I'd press him.
All right. And how much do you weigh?
210.
And how tall are you?
6'3".
All right, now there is the first gentleman. Now we'll hear from the second one, Hillbilly Hurricane. Hillbilly, why do they call you the Hillbilly Hurricane?
Because I come from the South.
Yeah? You been a champion wrestler?
Yeah. I started wrestling when I was in the Army after the war. Came back home from the States while I turned pro.
Yeah? What'd you win?
Well, I won the All-European belt over there. I came home, I bet about 800 bouts. I think I could jerk that blonde hair of his out by his black roots.
Hey, now, just a minute.
Well, now, how would you go about getting the $1,000 from Gorgeous?
Well, I'd get a good fast hammer lock on him and spin him around, get a reverse Japanese toe hold, and break his leg for him.
You've seen him wrestle?
Lots of times. He's a punk.
All right. There's a lot of rough talk going on around here. Let's see, our third man, Killer Killian, a wrestler from New Orleans. How long have you been grappling, Killer?
I've been grappling for about 3 years.
How would you take the $1,000 away from Gorgeous George?
Well, purely by scientific wrestling.
Oh, scientific
and fast
wrestling.
Speed.
Speed, uh-huh.
I noticed that he's a little plump and I think a little speed outmaneuvering.
Do you have any special hold?
Well, yes, after I get my opponent on the mat, He's chest down. Well, I get him in this La Tapatia.
Oh, La Tapatia. Sounds
yes,
like a dessert.
Well, it could be. But I get my feet on his legs and wrap his knees, his legs around mine, and then I grab his arms like this. Then I go down and on my back, and then I hold him up in the air, and he's in a very uncomfortable position.
It sounds a little uncomfortable, doesn't it? Does that scare you?
Nothing scares me.
Well, I know that. But I must ask this lady now from Texas for $1,000 pinned to gorgeous hair, which one of these three men is man enough to live up to the boasts that all three have been making?
I'm going to bank on the third gentleman.
What makes you think if he would be the one?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'll take him. I think he's man enough to go over to here, George.
Yeah, you really do. All right, we'll see. If he comes over here and can't do it, then you've lost $1,000, right? All right, he can take off his lavalier microphone and see if he can get that $1,000.
Hold it just 2 minutes, please. Believe me, I was going to give it to you anyway. Where is it?
And ladies and gentlemen, she guessed the right man. There is the $1,000. And would you give it? Would you give it to the lady?
Come on, here.
Now. You got the $1,000. What made you think? Now, was it just intuition?
Well, partly, except that he does have a very good build. And after watching the wrestlers quite a bit, they usually have some kind of trademark. And his longer hair in the back.
Oh, you turn around? Oh, that's what fooled us. The curly hair up in the back. Would you tell us, Duke Mayhem here? What is your real name?
Well, my name's Jerry Alpert.
And Jerry, what do you do?
I'm a costume fitter for Western Costumes.
And Hillbilly Hurricane, what's your real name?
Roy Slaughter.
What do you do?
I have my own beauty salon in Sepulveda, California.
And so, you have earned the $1,000, and our friend Killer Killian, the real wrestler, Jack Killian, is from New Orleans, where you've been wrestling for how many years?
For 3 years.
Well, you're certainly a fine-looking young man. How much do you weigh, Jack?
Well, right now I weigh 2.8. I had a small bout with the Asiatic flu.
And you're just getting back in shape.
That's right.
And you'll be wrestling here in Hollywood now for a while.
Yes, I sure will.
How old are you, Jack?
24.
24. And he looks like a good man, doesn't he?
Well, he looks like he could become a fair hand.
Well, Jack, we have for you and our other guests here beautiful Lucien Picard watches for men. For you too, George. Good luck, George. And thank you for being our guest. Goodbye, fellas. We'll be back in a minute, 60 seconds, to prove to you, as always, that people are funny.
Jet planes are fast, but radio is much faster. This is Morgan Beatty. We in the NBC newsroom know the speed of the 60s. It takes a mere 6.5 hours to fly a jet from New York to London. Radio takes you there instantaneously.
John Chancellor, NBC News, London.
The speed of modern communications keeps NBC in constant touch.
John Ridge, NBC News, Berlin.
Edward Scott, NBC News, Havana.
This is James Robinson, NBC News, Hong Kong.
Any place in the world is only minutes away from the NBC newsroom. Yes, jets are fast. But radio is much faster. You're tuned to the world when you're tuned to NBC.
At the start of the program, you remember we sent little 5-year-old Tammy Merrihue outside into Hollywood, away from the studio, with a big, heavy bundle of packages of groceries and other things. And she was to go to a bus stop. She was to be driven up to a bus stop somewhere in Hollywood, where people are waiting for a scheduled bus trip to home or wherever they're going.
And Tammy was to try to persuade someone to help her carry these packages one block. And if she found somebody who was kind-hearted enough to go out of their way, carry a package for a little five-year-old, perhaps miss a bus, they were going to be brought back here, and we'll see what kind of a person they were if she could find one. Tammy. Hello, sweetie.
Hello.
Now, Tammy, you look like you had some fun tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You had this great big package, did you?
Yes.
And you were driven, was it very far from here they took you?
Yes.
Quite a ways. What happened? Did you go up to, who'd you go up to first?
The three first people let me down, but...
Well, now, wait a minute. The three first people let you down. What was the first one, a man or a woman?
A man.
What did he say when you asked him to help you?
The three ones let me down. They didn't come near me.
They didn't pass me. They wouldn't even talk to you?
Mm-hmm.
When you held up the packages and said, would you carry them, they just brushed by you?
Mm-hmm. But four other people stopped.
Four other people stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't carry your package either?
Uh-uh.
Well, what did you say when you asked them to carry your package?
I asked them, please, will you help me carry these packages? I only live down a little way from here.
Yeah, and what did they say?
They didn't do it.
They wouldn't do it. I don't know how anybody could refuse you anything when you look up there. Now, you finally found somebody, did you?
Mm-hmm.
The seventh person.
No.
Yeah, the three and four.
The last one. Rick.
Yeah. Well, it does get into high mathematics, doesn't it? You don't know algebra or trigonometry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, neither do I. So let's find out who it was who finally carried a package a whole block for little Tammy leaving the bus stop. Is it a person? It is a person. And she's carrying roller skates. Well, here is the lady who helped little Tammy. Come on out. I'll take this package right here and hold it for you. Who are you?
I'm Carol Johnson.
Talk right up, Carol. I know you're not expected to be on the stage this evening. You're kind of scared. What do you got those things for?
I was going roller skating up at the bus stop, and she comes up to me with package, and she was so tiny, and I couldn't believe it. I said, well, where's your mother and father? She says, oh, it's so heavy. And I said, well, where do you live? She says, down the street. So I took and I was going to see if I could see a man going by, because I was going to get the bus, and I didn't see anyone, so I was going to go, and then some guy came up to me and told me I was on the show. I couldn't believe it.
You couldn't believe it. You did miss your bus, though, didn't you? So now you won't be able to go roller skating, huh? Well, what is your name again?
Carol Johnson.
I can't hear you.
Carol Johnson.
What do you do, Carol?
I go to Hollywood High.
Oh, you're a high school girl. Senior, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's your dad do?
He works at Columbia.
Columbia what?
Pictures. Works in the offices.
He's an office worker there, yeah. Well, now, isn't this a cute little girl here? You really, you couldn't understand what she was doing out alone.
Oh, I know. I really couldn't. I couldn't believe it. I looked around and said, well, where's your mother and father? I thought maybe she wanted me to take the package to the car. But she said, no, I live down the street, and I couldn't believe that her mother was sent to the store to get a...
Well, it's, Are you from Boston?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
I thought you were. Said she couldn't believe where she left her car. Well, now, let me see. You were willing to miss your bus and forego your skating to help a little five-year-old waif overloaded with packages. And it's only fair that we should give you the packages. We should give you the packages that you've been carrying. That's your prize. There they are. Now, isn't that wonderful? Now, let's see what you have in there. Well, French fries. Well, a package of French fries. You just hold those. And let me see what in the world this is. A beret. That's a Texas Stetson. That's been hit by the recession. Isn't that wonderful? Uh-huh. Let's see what we have here. Huh? And this is a bus ticket to Pomona. To Pomona. Let me see. Well, no, it isn't to Pomona. You know what this is? This is a round-trip plane ticket to Paris, France. What? Yes. Wouldn't you like to go to Paris?
I'd love to.
Well, that's what you can take your French fries for. And your beret. Well, now, you're just a high school girl, but you'll be graduating. What a graduation present. You'll grab a big United Airlines in New York, and then you'll go on to Paris, France, aboard a luxurious KLM Royal Dutch airline for the finest in overseas flying. Just for carrying a little girl's package?
It's wonderful. I can't believe it.
Well, it's all true.
Her own good.
You don't deserve it? You don't think you deserve to go? Well, in that case. Well, people are funny. I tell you what we have. In Paris, you'll need some spending money. Huh? In Paris, you know what they spend, don't you? Francs? Well, we have them for you. This ought to get you through a wonderful evening. Just spend those francs anywhere you want to. Actually, they're links. And thanks for proving that people are not just funny, but they're very helpful. Now you can take your roller skates. Don't you have fun with people and money and everything?
Yes.
Now, you've gotten two strangers in busy, busy Hollywood to help you in 2 weeks. And you've won $3,000 in cash. Now, you can take it, and I'll give it to you, and you can spend it on your dolly. Or, if you'd like, you can come back next week and try a harder stunt. You might miss. You might win. But next week, if you do win, you win $6,000. Now, you don't even know how much that is, do you? Is $6,000 more or less than $100?
Better ask my daddy.
Well, he's standing off stage. How about it? You go on? Mr. Merrihew says you go on. You're going to make his allowance bigger? All right, Tammy, that makes you smile, doesn't it? So she'll be back next week to prove once again, somewhere in Hollywood, the people are wonderful. Goodbye, Tammy. We'll be back in a minute, 60 seconds, to prove to you, as always, that people are funny.
This is Irene Dunne. Have you ever watched a child trying to perform a task that was almost too much for him? You had a strong impulse to help him, didn't you? Well, just imagine how a mother must feel who has to depend on her children. Depend on them to do almost all of her daily household chores. That's what can happen when a mother is the victim of chronic, crippling, multiple sclerosis. She has to sit helplessly by and watch members of her family shoulder all the extra burdens that MS brings. Home is where the hurt is when multiple sclerosis hits. But there is hope, hope for the hundreds of thousands of MS patients. Hope sustained by research supported by the MS Hope Chest. Your generous contributions can make the MS Hope Chest possible. Give all you can spare.
That's all for this week. But next week, you're going to go with me on a visit to Europe just to prove that people are funny everywhere in the world. Come along for the fun at the Brussels Fair. Good night, everybody.
This is NBC. He's sociable.